Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
The following podcast is sponsored by the Women in Comedy Festival. Check us out at WICF.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Caitlin just licking her fingers dramatically and then drinking
a hot girl eating a flauta and a fucking sangria.
She's a guest.
You called me hot?
Yeah.
You're crazy.
I'm thrilled.
Yeah, Ben. I'm being nice.
I thought you meant it.
I mean it. This is bad. I hope you're... God damn it.
Yeah, this is recording. You said to record. This is recording.
No, wonderful.
Canceled.
Dude, I've already been canceled.
You've probably been canceled before.
Oh, yeah. For the things that I've said on this. Yeah.
Not for that gamer headset.
Yeah, that's right.
Woo, boy. Yeah. The gang is back together.
This is the sound quality, by the way. This gamer headset has made me avoid a lot of conversations with people I don't want to have conversations with.
How so?
Do you wear it outside?
No. I wear it in my apartment, and then also that's it.
Okay.
I have it on, and I'm just I don't.
Do you have roommates? You're like, it helps me avoid Jeff. That's it.
Yeah, pretty much. But not in a bad way. It's just that, you're quarantined, and then you just don't want to talk to anybody. So I just put these on, and I'm just like, I'm good. I don't need.
That's convenient. That's why women wear headphones in public half the time.
Yeah,
it's not necessarily because you just need to listen to tunes. It's just like, seriously, don't talk to me. Let me make you very clear.
I love my roommate, but it's just that I love
you don't want to talk all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah.
How does your roommate feel about you, though? That's the real question.
I probably doesn't like me. No.
He's probably on the verge of jumping off a cliff, and he's like, I wish someone would talk to me, and you're just walking around like this. What?
Hey. Bye.
Yeah. I'm exactly. No, she likes me, I think. I think I'm a good roommate.
I always think your roommate's a dude. It's not a dude.
It's not a dude.
Your room specifically feels like such a dude area.
Yes, it does. But her side of it, because she posted on Instagram a lot, her side looks very feminine. It's very clear.
They share a room?
No.
There's not space for that. First
they
of all.
Share a room.
But they each have their own living room. Like, they have a room with their bedroom and a living room, and each of them have their own separate living room.
Yeah, and I have on my side, it's like a box that I put things in, and it's like my mom got it for me from QVC or something. I put things in, and it's sort of like this demarcation line between my area and hers. I didn't do it on purpose, it just is there like that, and I'm like, oh, I kind of like it like this. But it's just so obvious how much she cares about her living space and how much I hate myself with my living space. Yeah. You know,
I will say, her space is filled with light.
Oh, well, that's a function of her side of the apartment. She gets way more light than I do.
But in addition to that, what kind of curtain do you have?
We have the same curtains on the windows, the ones that you see on our windows. Yeah. I have those on my windows in the living room, but I have different ones in my room.
Yeah, I was like, there's some things that you're doing to contribute to the dark nature of your
there's,
side.
No, there's my side. The only window faces an alleyway, so I'm okay. Yeah. And then in my room, I have a ton of light. She has no
light. Look at you.
Ooh, but not, but in her room, she doesn't have light. So there's a trade-off.
Okay. All right.
Are there bars on your window so your victims can't escape?
No, there's, not these. I'm on the first floor, so not the ground floor. I think only ground floor have the bars.
Mm-hmm. Got you. All right.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kenny, I didn't mean to step. I just had to roast raw.
I mean, we all know, and on every podcast show, whatever we've been on together, everyone notices how his room does look like a prison. This is accurate. He should do something about it, but he's choosing not to. Okay.
There's nothing to do about it.
Rohan, don't. I did production design for 3 years. I will make your space into a nicer space, but you won't let me. This is not
I have no space, but it's fine. I don't mind.
You guys should do a specialty like trading spaces podcast.
No.
You know?
No.
Oh, you just want to put Kinesis in prison, basically? Yeah.
Well, Kinesis fixes up Rohan's space, and then he fixes up her. I think actually Kinesis is losing this battle no matter what.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kinesis fixes up Rohan's space, and Rohan lives in Kinesis' space. Yeah. He doesn't do anything.
Absolutely not, Rohan. You absolutely not.
Yeah. Okay. No.
But we do need to introduce the podcast and introduce our guest who I care for very deeply. So this is Love About Town, Love, Sex, and Dating Relationship Podcast. As always, it's presented by the Women in Comedy Festival Network and the Brand Machine Network. But as always, I am your host, Kinesis Mobley, and
it's your boy Rohan, everybody, straight from prison.
Honestly, that is the most you've committed to a sentence. Normally the last three words of the sentence are said as a question, so I applaud your new confidence.
Thank you. Yep, that's what prison life has done.
Made me more confident. I don't want to see what would happen to you if you actually went to prison.
Oh god, I'd be devastated.
I think it would fuck up anybody, but I definitely think it would fuck you
up. Yeah, it would fuck me up the most.
In addition to Rohan, we have one of, I invite this person over to my house regularly and he never comes, and it is a deep insult to me personally. I have so many times invited you to functions. He's also a comedian, a very funny person, all that, but he is someone who continually rejects my friendship, and I have to ask for him to be on a podcast in order for him to spend time with me. Please welcome to the pod, Ben Katzner!
Wow, what an intro. Real quick, first and foremost, you invite me to movies and I don't have like movie pass or AMC pass or whatever. So it's always like, hey, do you want to see this obscure movie that six people like? And I'm like, I like you, but I also like paying rent and I can't afford to see this shit every weekend, Kinesis. All right. You've never invited me over to your place.
I have invited you over to several parties. Why are you lying? Why are you lying?
Also, if that's true, David Citrick lives there and we can't have that. I can't just be hanging out with Citrick. That's crazy. Your other roommate's probably dope though. I'm just kidding. Shout out to David Citrick. Yeah. I texted him last night at 2:30 in the morning.
You so, did?
Yeah, we'd be texting.
I say crazy. I also was messaging with him last night very late, probably like around like 1.
Why? Because
he's a mass texter. He'll text like a million people, I feel like, and then he'll get whatever response he can get back.
He replied to my Instagram story, and then we just started chatting.
Okay.
Yeah. It was great.
Shout out to Citrick. In addition to Ben, we have one of my favorite comedians in New York City, just an all-around town, cool lady. She's got a fun podcast. Maybe she has a couple podcasts. You know what? She's doing it all, and she'll explain it. Please welcome Caitlin Palufo.
Hey, holy smokes. I want to get invited to a movie.
Really? Hell yeah. Well, when movies come back, let's do it. Yeah.
Let's knock on wood.
That's one of the creature comforts that I miss, the movies. I fucking love going to the movies.
Me too.
I would go once every 8 months, so I'm like,
There's nobody who's in between. Like, either you're like a person who's like, I love the movie theater, I love going to watch a movie, I love like, you know, sitting down, I love like ordering popcorn, like I love like the ritual of going to the movies, or you're like a person who's like, whatever, if someone
take or leave it,
yeah, exactly. Okay. True. There's no one who's like, oh, I see what you're saying. No, there's one or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it, but I did want to bring up quickly a news story of the week.
Oh yeah, hit us. His with it.
Coronavirus was found in semen. So if you were wondering, that it's in there. They don't know if you can catch it that way, but it's definitely in there. So watch out for semen.
No.
Wow. Yeah. Well, did that need to be, because before you also had to watch out for semen.
Yes.
Before coronavirus, semen was still pretty bad.
Yeah. Pretty on my no-no list, huh? Yeah.
You're just
do not put semen anywhere on my body.
Yeah. You're just having sex with your boy. If you even think about coming, it's so.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're done.
Okay.
I didn't realize this was such an anti-semen podcast. This is not what I signed up for.
We are taking a strong stance anti-semen.
Okay.
Correct. Do you guys understand how gross semen is? It's so gross.
It seems to carry all of the problematic things. Like, that's how you get them, is semen.
I think men understand more than women how gross semen is. Because we gotta touch it all every day, right, Ben? Ben, every day.
You don't have to.
Doug, what are you even talking about? Don't pull me into your fucking anti-semen bullshit, and then also twist me into like, yeah, we'd be jerking it every day, dog. Right? Like, don't do that to me. All right. Every other day. Every other day, maybe.
Wait, what? Every other day?
He has a girlfriend who lives with him. He doesn't need to jack off every day.
But that does not stop me. Okay.
Yeah, it's
free,
true.
Man. Okay. I do what
That's
I gotta
point.
Do.
That's a good point.
Can I just say that on our our show, something good?
Yeah.
Ben confessed to jerking off right before a job interview. Which is...
Oh.
And I crushed that job interview.
See, yeah.
You were calm.
Proud of you.
Like you had all that weird energy out of your body.
Whenever I'm in a job interview, I'm like, can you guys just shut up so I can come already, please? You know? I had to get that out of the way.
Yeah,
I did that.
I hope they don't listen to this podcast or watch our show.
or hire me. Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen either.
Something good. 9 o'clock. YouTube.
Every Thank Tuesday.
You. Every Tuesday.
Tuesday? Okay. All right. Yeah. Listen to the show, which is on, where do they find it? Where do people?
YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube?
Okay. Our YouTube page is Something Good NY. You can just search that on YouTube. And it's the same thing on Twitter, on Instagram.
I'm so sorry. I
okay. I mean, we do usually do plugs like at the joke. End. Yeah, but,
and then it's just kind of like, well, now we actually have to tell you.
I'm not going to not plug our show, okay? Yeah. You just outed me for coming during my fucking interview or
yeah,
whatever.
Actually,
so
that's an incredible strat. That's a very good strategy because coming reduces stress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And interviews are all about stress. Management.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like people are going to try to clown me for that, but it's like we've all jerked off in weird places. Like
that's true.
100%.
I got shamed on this podcast. I got shamed on this podcast for not jerking off at my place of work.
Yeah, you're a coward.
I don't think we were shaming you.
I was shamed. I was absolutely.
I just think we were all like, oh, that's surprising because everyone else during the podcast had jerked off at work.
Yeah.
I
would argue that you're
at work. Call me crazy.
Wait, yeah. Caitlin, you've never jerked off anywhere weird?
No.
Anywhere? What? Just in your house? That's it?
In my bedroom and one time in the shower.
Wow.
What?
I would like to hear the shower story. Why switch it up that one time and just be like, all right, fuck it.
I was at my parents' house. Mm. And it was the quietest, or my only place of alone time. I was sharing a room with my sister. And I had a vibrator. Yeah.
Yep.
It's too noisy to do with like the thought of someone coming in. It's too much. Like there's no backing out of that. That's not like I was just massaging my inner thigh. Like there's no way to get out of that. So I was like, I'm going to take this to the shower. And it was great. And then I got afraid that I was going to shock myself. So I stopped doing that. And I did not come for like a month.
Oh no.
How long ago was this where it wasn't like a waterproof?
Oh, it was college.
Okay. Yeah.
That like 2 years. Stop laughing, you monsters.
The industry does listen to this podcast, so it's important that you say that. And we all are very young. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What is a jerk off protocol when you're living with your partner? Because you both live with your partners, right?
Yeah.
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 I mean, I don't masturbate that often.
Yeah.
I masturbate when he's gone, but we have a pretty healthy sex life. So
yeah.
He's young. He wants to bang all the time.
Yeah. Can we talk about this thing? And because you both are on the pod and it makes me so. Wait, Ben, first. Oh, Ben, what's your jerk off regimen?
I mean, before I kind of like was like, I don't do that every day. That's weird. But I mean, pretty much every day, regardless if I'm having sex or not, I don't care. I'll do it.
Yeah,
I just like if she's gone and I'm bored, whatever, we'll do it. And then we'll have sex later or we've already had sex and I could go again. So we'll just do it.
What
never like,
man.
I usually, you know, I'm not like, I know people who are like, hey, don't come in here. I'm beating my dick or whatever.
Right.
I'm not that guy.
They say it like that to their partner. That's interesting.
I'm actually thinking of a woman who has a bit about this. She Ayana Dookie has a whole joke about how she jerks off decks to her partner in bed. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I could do that to someone. So I always like, it'll be like a sneak thing. Like you're going to go for a walk. I'll just stay here. Don't worry about me. You know? Like,
yeah. Right. Exactly.
That's pretty much it.
And both of you also, Kinesis, you weren't here for this conversation, but it happened at your Caroline's thingy. Where you both, you were Ben, you were talking about how you initiate foreplay and you were like, yeah, it's just kind of like we like wrestle a little bit and then we kind of like get into it. And Caitlin, you were like, oh yeah, me too.
What?
So, yeah.
Yeah. That's how,
like
that's
a how fight? We... Like a
no,
fight.
No, it's like a fun wrestle.
Like a fun wrestle, yeah. Yeah. Like
I have like never a, in my life.
Like
I don't
a childish,
know what
like a childish
about.
Wrestle. Like when you're with your mm-hmm. your homies. Like yeah, I completely understand it. And you're just yeah. like you know you grab them by you know little grab and then another grab and then you're kissing.
This is the line.
I can't. What?
Here's the. I tried very hard to make this into a joke and nobody ever liked it. So thanks to Rohan for that. But the line I would use is like it's like that. Like a moment in a coming of age movie where like two straight dudes are like fucking around and they don't know that they're actually gay yet. Like there's a lot of like arm, like a lot of like,
but both of you know that you're sexually here. Attracted to each other. Like,
yeah,
what?
But we're, what? But we're not emotionally vulnerable, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Six well, years like, in, I'm still not there yet. So it's got to, you got to like punch me.
Steve can tell when I want to have sex because I'll like punch him. I'll slap his butt. I'll grab him. And like I'll bite him, like I'll just bite that his shoulder, rock. And he'll be like, ooh. "You're horny," and I go, "Yep." And then we go, next. But like we do, we wrestle, and it's fun. It's always playful, and I kick him off the bed and stuff. It's very fun. I've never lost, but I guess I could say that we're both winners, huh?
Caitlin undefeated at sex.
Yeah. Yeah. We've also recently did the Superman where I put him on my feet and. We go up in the air.
Whoa.
I have to imagine he hates dude. That you're telling people this. That's so funny.
He loves it. He already wrote a joke about it.
Oh, really?
We have so much fun doing it.
That's great.
Sounds like acro yoga.
We do it. Yeah, I mean, he's not light. He's like 145. And so I like, sometimes I'll do little like squats, air squats.
Wow.
We
that
have so
rules.
Much fun. Yeah, we have fun.
I'm too tall for that.
I gotta incorporate more fitness into my foreplay.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome. Come over here. Let me lift you, girl. Come on.
I think any woman would love yeah. that. Lift.
I do lift.
Lift
a lot.
Women.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Like with their permission, but just like yeah. lift.
Oh, I wonder if he could lift me. I don't know. Yeah. I'd have to. We have to try that.
All right.
Tiny. Little.
I got you.
He's like he's got strong arms. Like he could pick me up, but I don't think leg wise he could handle all of this. You know what I mean?
You're not heavy. Stop.
I mean, I am hot, so.
Yes, that's true. What's, yeah, exactly.
Yes, confirmed. Confirmed attraction.
I am terrible at, I'm terrible at compliments. And like, accepting.
You're hot. What am I, sweaty? What are you talking about?
Rohan, put your headphones back on.
Look at me the podcast.
You gotta
can't
feel
the
this.
You can't leave.
I'm not leaving. I was just okay. being uncomfortable. I can't.
You're pretty. You want to come back to Guantanamo Bay?
Man, just for the listener, just picture whatever you picture a prison. That's what it is, because we don't get to see the video.
Oh, that's a good point.
We're gonna start posting this on YouTube so that people can see exactly what Rohan's living situation.
It's only
like.
My portion of the audio.
Yeah, just
post,
that.
It's just like me in like my room, and then me reacting. But yeah, no, there's no good way to initiate sex in my opinion, or there's not
that,
like
what.
No, that's not what I meant.
Yeah, just take it like a man.
You're here, I'm here. Let's fuck.
What I meant to say was, like, there is no, like,
that conversation is matching that headset. I gotta tell you.
There's no like I'm always very uncomfortable to initiate sex. That's what
okay. It's not like I don't understand the wrestling thing because that I like it's hard for me to even picture outside of the context of gay pornography. Like this is the I'm imagining for a moment that both of you slip into gay pornography with your partners. That's truly wild. Okay.
I'll try it.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah. I think it's quite like you walk up to the person and then you look at their eyes and then you elevator eyes and then you lean in a little bit and then it happens. The end.
Elevator eyes.
What are you
yeah.
talking about?
What are you talking about?
Is that what you mean?
That's, yeah.
Why would you
Is that an elevator
that?
Eye?
Why would you make that noise?
I'm going to first floor and then I'm going to the penthouse.
Going down?
Well, that would make it clear what you were gonna do. That's fine.
Yeah. Kenise, so you like, how do you flirt with someone?
Do
you,
oh, I don't. You,
oh, all right. Well, that, all right. Podcast. No,
I appreciate, like, the thing is, I want to learn how, and maybe I should pick up this wrestling business, but I'm not good at communicating that I'm interested in someone outside of just being like, like, what's up? And things already have to have happened.
You do
that.
Finger guns?
I mean, yes, I probably do. I was going to pretend like I don't, but I probably do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's upsetting.
I want to learn how to flirt.
Dude, it's so hard to flirt. I'm with you, Kenise. I can't, it's very, from this conversation, it's been very obvious. I'm like incapable of flirting in any way.
I'm very good at it, but I also am a mean flirt. Like I'll tease someone, because I've gotten guys that are out of my league just by like having a personality, you know.
Yeah.
Wait, are you negging men?
Yeah. Yeah, I neg men all the time. Okay. That's how I got Steve.
Aw.
I know. I was a jerk to him.
If you're a woman, it works. Like, okay. 100% do that. If you're a man, it is now frowned upon. Regardless of what the reading materials say, do not do
don't
that.
Don't do it.
Mm-hmm. But, like, as a woman, it's very hot for someone to be mean to me. Like,
I'm mean to my friends, but I feel weird being mean to straight. Like, I'm mean to you, Rohan, but it's because we're friends. I mean to
you. Yeah, yeah. I also, like, admitted, I, like, love getting my balls busted. So it's, like, not even, like, yeah.
And I know that about you. So I'm like, fuck your whole life, Rohan. I don't feel like that, but you get it.
Yeah, so
fuck your whole life.
Yeah, that's ball busting. That's ball busting to kiddies. You're a worthless piece of shit. Ah, I'm just busting your balls.
See, I don't flirt. You see, this is a problem. Okay, Caitlin, now that you are in a relationship, give me some tips for flirting, whether it be negging men or however else you do it. What are some mean things you might say to a fella?
Honey, what mean things have I said to you? He just gave me one of these. I don't know. He's leaving.
Okay. Well, tell Steve we said hello.
Yeah, tell Steve we said hi.
Hello.
Did you think of one that I've said to you? What did I say?
Can you count all the things I did wrong during the set and tell me that? Oh,
yeah. Oh, my God. I didn't do that.
Yo.
Repeat what he said, because we couldn't hear it very well.
Oh, okay. He said, when you, after a set, do you immediately tell me all the things I did wrong before saying one good thing?
God damn.
And I did that one time, okay? And it was recently, and it was because I noticed it for the first time, and then I was like, oh, this is a problem.
And then, you noticed it, and you got very horny. And you were just like, oh.
Okay, he came back to tell me it was more than once. they were talking about, like, flirt being mean, not, like, regular being mean. I usually, like, I tease him about being short. I do that. And then he likes the attention. Like, like when we first started dating, I would like tease him, and then we would joke around a lot. I'd make fun of his, like, he likes to do puns only because now I know it's because he knows that I like them. Mm-hmm. And so he would do like these corny jokes, and then I would make fun of him for those corny jokes. And then I liked making fun of him, but I also liked the jokes. So now he does them just so that I can make fun of him.
Aww.
It's very sweet. Yeah. We, it's kind of like we found each other. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, click.
Yeah. Honestly, you're putting Ben's relationship to shame.
Well, he hasn't even gotten a chance to talk yet.
I'll come over there and I will choke you out, you fucking gamer-ass motherfucker. Don't even start with me, all right? I've been in a relationship for 6 years. We don't need puns anymore, all right? We need to understand what it is.
That is a very long time. 6 years.
Yeah, it is a very long time. It's a lot of pressure. Okay. You know, but,
is someone looking at a clock? Is that?
The only thing I'm looking for is the specter of death to come take me to Valhalla. No, I'm fine. I don't know. Our thing is, I feel like, I just don't think we have like a normal relationship. So I don't love explaining like what we do, because I don't think it's normal. I think we're a little too mean to each other, and then we're like very sweet to each other, and then it's
okay.
Like, it's fine, you know. But it all comes from a place of love, and it's just like we both have a hard time being vulnerable, I think, and like I think that's why it worked with us, is because we somehow we're just like, hey, I can be honest with you and I can trust you and I can still be mean. This is good. We should do this for at least 6 years, probably no more than that.
How old are you, Ben?
Oh, now I have to tell my age, but we can't talk about yours. I am 32.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a child. That's a good age. I'm a child at heart. Yeah, it's a good
age. I thought you were younger, to be honest.
Okay. No, I'm kidding. No, it's weird.
That's
for
a compliment.
Me. Yeah, but it just doesn't feel like it, you know?
I'm not trying to fuck you. It was a compliment.
Why does everyone keep saying that to me? Every time I do a podcast, everyone's like, I'm not trying to have sex with you. I know. Okay. God damn. Okay. I think for me, it's weird because I'm from Minnesota. So like a lot of my friends have been married for like, as long as I've been in a relationship, a lot of my friends have been married and like almost double that been dating the person they're married to. Right. So I'm always like, am I fucking up? And she's kind of from the same small town vibe. So, but in New York, everyone's like, if you're not 70, who cares, baby? You know? So like, I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out for us, but.
No, I feel the pressure. I feel weird pressure too, even though I'm not with anybody. Like, it's just like weird. My mom today asked me about my friends who live together. And I was like, yeah, they've been living together for like a few years. And then she was like, oh, and she took like a pause and was like, when are they going to get married? And it was just like, why do you care about them? Why do you care? Yeah, it's none of your business.
It just feels like that question people kind of ask when they're like, I don't really know what to say here. You're going to get married? You're going to have kids? You know, like. I don't know. It just feels, I don't feel a lot of pressure, but at the same time, I do think about it a lot. You know,
mm-hmm.
I
would
get married someday.
Yeah. I think about.
Did you just do side eye to make sure she didn't hear you?
No, I was looking out the window. This is what I said. I have a hard time being vulnerable. So I thought, I'd like to get married someday. And I looked for freedom out the window.
Yeah. You were like, Rohan, say something stupid. So I can.
Please.
Yeah. No, I hear you, dude. I forgot what I was gonna say.
I think I would like to get married, but I don't really. How do I put this? I've never been in a long-term relationship, and I've never lived with a partner. So the idea of like compromising and making decisions with another person seems very difficult to me. So I do imagine a day that I get married. Like I imagine like planning a fun party. Which is very much so my wheelhouse.
Okay.
But like the actual like having someone in my house all the time, that is very
fun. This is what I wanted to say. That's getting married. Moving in with your partner and like learning what they're like and like, you know, compromising and like being good partners to one another or whatever that means to either one of you. That's like what getting married is. Like the day after your wedding and the day before your wedding, literally nothing has changed.
No, I disagree. And I disagree for a very specific reason.
Why?
It's weird. There's a story. There's a background, but I disagree. Okay. So when I was in eighth grade chorus class.
All right.
Prime marriage age. I'm in eighth grade chorus class. We're all singing the song from Rent. However many fucking minutes that is, that song. Your face looks terrified, Caitlin. It's fine.
I mean, the one about AIDS and
You guys didn't sing that in middle school? What are you talking about? But at any rate, the teacher's name was Mrs. Tallman. And somebody had hit the door, and the S on Mrs. had fallen off. And the door said, Mr. Tallman. And someone was like, haha, look, Mr. Tallman. And her face went completely white. And she was like, where? And then she like shut the door and she was like, if you ever see this man, I need you to call the police immediately. And she was like, I just need you all to know that living together and being married is very different, okay?
Maybe it's very different for Mr. Tallman.
Yeah.
The financial connection, one, you have to call a mover, but the other, you have to extricate your whole life. It was like,
well,
and that was in eighth grade, and I do think that affected me forever.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
I rock with that. Honestly, she seemed terrified. That seems like the difference between her marriage and my relationship.
So yeah. Okay. Right. She was terrified of her husband. That's not a good. Yeah, that's not good in any relationship.
That is
right?
Intense.
Yeah.
That's wild.
A lot.
Now I can see why you feel how you feel about.
I can't believe it took like however many episodes we've done of this podcast to hear this story. This explains so much about you.
Yeah, I would say this is
what?
This is the key to you. This is your
key. Calm down.
This is the, well, it's one of the seven, it, you know, there's not, you know, there's, there are many keys. It's a big key ringlet thing, you know, but this is a big one. This is like as close to a skeleton key as we're going to get.
To
your intimacy issues.
We're saying that I have intimacy issues now?
Oh, oh my God, girl.
Whoa. You know what? You can just mute all of us and go off on Rohan. It's
no, No. I want to hear what you guys have to say about this.
I mean, Kanice, do you feel like you have intimacy issues?
You have told me point blank that you have intimacy issues. I think we were in a green room and you were like, I have intimacy issues. And I was like, what? It doesn't seem like it right now. You're telling your whole life to me right now.
Yeah. No, it just explains exactly what you said previously of I have a hard time compromising and being with people and living together with somebody if I have to change something about myself. That is, I mean, I don't think that that's wrong or uncommon. In fact, it's very, very common, but it is still an intimacy issue. I'm the same. I'm kind of similar. Yeah. That was a big issue in my last relationship, how I wouldn't change a lot of things about myself.
Yeah.
Or wouldn't change in the way that you wanted it to change, or I'd like try and then it would like relapse, you know, all that other stuff.
Yeah, what were the things that you were being asked to change?
I was being asked to change. I didn't take care of myself very well. And so like I wasn't going to the gym, or like I was eating poorly, and I was like, my apartment was even worse than it is now. And that's saying a lot. So, so, you know, like these type of things, like when she's over, what am I doing to make her feel like, hey, I'm happy to have you here, as opposed to like, I'm just happy for your presence. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, you got to whip that dick out.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta let her know.
She wants me to do more than whip the dick. Ben?
Caleb, what is it?
I mean, like, how? I feel like I'm in the throes of it right now. Like, Steve and I are officially moving in together.
Yeah, yeah. That's exciting.
And that's huge.
For the last 2 months, he has been compromising a lot because he, instead of, because we had to decide, are we going to quarantine together or are we not? We already knew we were going to move in together in June. So we were like, he just came to my apartment. And so for the past 2 months, he has not been inside his apartment.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. His roommates got coronavirus. And so.
Oh, my gosh.
He was here. Yeah. And then we went upstate for 2 weeks because I got bed bugs. It was a whole.
Oh, my gosh.
That seems so far away.
That was like 7 years ago. Yeah.
But like it was, so we got tested. And then like, this is the, tomorrow is the day where it's like, okay, I have to stop being so, this is all of my stuff. You're now living in my stuff. Now I have to give up some of my stuff. And cause he's already been doing that. He's already said goodbye to all of his stuff. And it's been kind of whatever I say goes. And I know that tomorrow and for the next week, it's going to be an adjustment because it can't be like that. That's not how a relationship works. One time, my last boyfriend, he moved in with me and with all of my things in the same apartment, and it failed miserably. And so I always said, if I do this again, it's not going to be like that. And we're going to go to a place and we're going to create a home together. And so now it's like, all right, here it is. You got to do it. And you got to have an open mind, and you have to have understanding and patience. And we already said before we even moved, like this morning, we looked at each other. We're like, this is going to be stressful. I love you and I appreciate you. And whatever happens this week, it does not work like that.
That's so nice.
That rules. Yeah.
We'll see if that happens. But
no, that's like, that would honestly make me feel so much better because I exist in this plane of everybody hates me, or like I'm like one comment away from everyone being like, Rohan's the worst person. So like for someone to say that like initially would make me feel so good. So that's good. I applaud that.
As I think that is a very beautiful sentiment. And also as someone who's rode in a car with you, very necessary. Okay? Like you're doing the Lord's work. Like I'm glad you set those ground rules. And like, hey, I love you. I might hit you, but I still love you. You know what I mean? Like,
I love you so much. Yeah. So tomorrow the movers come, and I mean, we should do this podcast again in a week just to check in.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Check in with Caitlin. That's the new theme of the podcast. Check in with Caitlin and Steve.
If you want to see her mental health, and also, can I divulge who you're moving in with? Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're moving in with Chloe Radcliffe and Jeff Sheen. So
wait, what?
Oh yeah, that's right.
I did not know that. I thought you guys were moving into a place.
That's right.
No, it's a huge place where Steve and I are getting an office and a bedroom, and then they're having a bedroom, and it's a huge place. We're sharing couple to couple.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to know how the move has gone, check in with us on Something Good on Tuesday. All right?
Yeah. Yes.
Chloe will be there. She's a co-producer. Caitlin will be there. I'll be well rested and happy.
Yeah.
I
will be
there.
Yeah.
Promo.
That is wow.
Damn. Okay.
That's in Chloe's like uncle's place or something, right?
Is that wealthy or cousin something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In Bed-Stuy or something.
It's a beautiful apartment, and we're so excited, but we're also like terrified. Like this is an experiment for all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So, Chloe and I are really, really close. And so we talk all the time. And so we're very open. And so it'll be like, right now it's like us two talking about what the boys are going to do. And so then we move in together. It's going to be like, now you guys got to talk.
Yeah. Well, it's also like, you have a united front. It's you two versus Jeff and Steve.
Yeah. And then Steve is just like, okay.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to have a summer camp vibe of like, mm-hmm. there's going to be like a rope pull or something where it's like boys versus girls or like a watermelon eating contest. Like,
yeah.
It's gonna be fun. You're going to have a great time.
That's the only way I'll ever like not have roommates is if I like, you know, move in together with a partner or something. And I think about that all the time. And I think about like the only things.
You think that that's the only way you're not going to have roommates?
Yeah. What if you have money?
What if you move anywhere else in the country?
Oh, sure. But
option.
I actually have literally no plans to do that. So okay. I don't want to do that. I mean, I might have to, but I don't want to. Yeah, and I think of like all the like little things that I want, and like what you're describing, Caitlin, of like, hey, it's just like all my stuff is in the apartment. I'd be like, yes, that rocks. Like all your stuff, because I hate having stuff. Like having stuff really like stresses me out. So if it's like, oh, I could use all your stuff, and then the apartment's already all set up. Like, we have your couch, we have your TV, we have this, that. Great, love it.
Never related to you less in my entire life.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like, are you okay? The only thing is that, like, I'm like a person, like, when I'm awake, I'm kind of like awake and I just like get up and I like, I'm really annoying. Like, I will, like, we're in like bed together. I'll like poke you and be like, hey, let's talk. I'm awake. That's the only thing that,
okay.
Like a monster? Well, why would you do that?
Correct.
It's not, I'm exaggerating, but I'm like needy in the meeting when I wake up.
Yeah.
I don't want to have sex.
Don't talk. Until I communicate that I am awake, do not talk to me.
Yeah.
Don't. Absolutely not.
If I was poked awake, I would fight you. 100%.
No, I'm not poking people awake, but I'm like, you know.
Welcome to every woman's morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, okay. I agree. Dicks are bad.
We know.
Sans semen.
Can I betray men and tell the secret about morning boners?
The secret?
Do we already know the secret? It's not a sign of sexual. It's not always a sign of sexual arousal.
Ooh, oh, we
girl.
Know.
Oh, perfect. Oh, all right.
You just—it's morning wood. It's just like you wake up and it's.
No,
there.
You gotta pee.
It's like,
you gotta pee. That's what.
It's like
that's
blood flow or something like that, right?
No, you gotta pee. You're like your thing is like pressing up against your bladder or whatever.
No
I don't
gestures.
Know.
No hand gestures.
Your thing is like against the bladder. I told you like bladder is like pressing against your urethra or something. I don't know. And like it just means that you have to pee and your body is like telling you that you have to pee.
Or you were dreaming of someone hotter than your current partner. You gotta cut that out. You gotta cut that out. That did not do well in the pod. You gotta cut it out.
Nope, that's we don't edit anything.
Keep it in.
Everyone's just gonna think you're a jerk. That's just how it's gonna go.
I don't have. I've lost my dick and numb. I don't know what morning is. Let's move on.
No, it is. It is like I do kind of like. I think that that's also a problem in relationships sometimes when you're like, you don't want any of your stuff. That's kind of weird, isn't it? And you're like, no, it's not weird.
I am so particular about my things that if someone else is like, I'm bringing none of my things and I'm going to use all your things, I'd be like, okay, but we're going to have a talk about how to
be more particular about your internet connection.
Yeah. Here we go. Get her.
I'm back, baby.
Get her.
Can you see you cut out? And I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Forget it.
How dare you insult my internet connection?
I know it's bad. There's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, no. To be honest, this is the first time that your internet connection has fucked up in like the 5-6 weeks we've been doing the pod. So, yeah.
Tell Citric to stop gaming and downloading hentai.
Yeah.
He is not here at the moment. I think he's at his girlfriend, so it's not him. I'm like moving it a couple of inches to the right to see maybe the connection is better here. I don't know.
No, it's fine. It's fine. You're okay. But you need all your – if you had to tell somebody – if someone was like, you got to get rid of some of your stuff, you'd be very upset.
No, not all – it's not that I have to get rid of some of my stuff. It's just like when I – when I move in with a guy, that is when I'm like, okay, it's ideally it's me and that person. And I can, like, I've been holding off on buying nice dishes. I've been holding off on like buying certain things because I've lived in like community houses where other people don't necessarily treat dishes the same way or like know not to like scrub things. It's just, it's very specific. So if I move in with a guy, he also needs to know how to have nice things, essentially, is what I mean. Mm-hmm. And not like if I have my pans burnt, then it would be a whole conversation. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's sure. Like,
but that's part of intimacy, like knowing, revealing that that means a lot to you and that's important to you, and them accepting that and doing it because they know that,
yeah,
it's that much to you.
Yeah,
see, that's why you do it with a partner, you don't do that with your roommate.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
right. Yeah. Exactly.
Rohan,
I believe in you. You can do it, Kanice.
Thank you. I've needed that type of push this whole time. That's what I've been waiting on. Rohan, if you'd have given me this encouragement, I would have gotten married a year ago. You didn't even know.
It's my fault you're not married. Join the club. A lot of women say that to me. No.
I feel like having nice like plates and dishware and stuff is a hurdle for dudes. Is that
fair? Yes.
It's a hurdle for me, for sure.
What do you mean?
Like, not like I wouldn't date someone who had, like, it's hard for me to take care of, to be mature enough to have that, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
My girlfriend has all, like, all of our plates and stuff are hers, and they're nice, and they're like, and like, I was definitely eating off of stuff I had from freshman year of college before we moved in together, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like a lot of dudes, especially in comedy, I bet, just that is like such an afterthought for a lot of us of like, oh no, this is part of it too. Like, you should have nice things if you can afford them, you know. Don't go beyond your means, but don't be a savage. Like,
that was part of like therapy for me, was like recognizing that it's okay to have things. And so like part of the thing I did was that like I have a living room that's like functional, but like still has things that I like my TV's mounted to the wall. I have like a rug that I like from my parents' house that they were like, you can have this. I like bought myself a couch. I bought myself a desk. And like, I'm gonna like, I was, now I can, but I was gonna get some art and like put it on the walls. And
what
I,
do you mean
like,
now you can't?
No, I can, I'm saying.
I was like, yeah. What's
well, okay. Before, I've saved up a little money, so now I can do it. So it's like, okay, I can do it. So it's like, all right, now I can do this, like a little art project. Mm-hmm. And so it's like,
let me know how I can help. I'd love to see this advancement.
Oh, okay, sure. Well, when I, you know, when I get it, when I get the records, you can help me frame them.
I can do that.
Then, yeah. So, anyway, it's like, that's part of like, I think that's part of like being, growing as a man a little bit, mm-hmm. is like recognizing that it's okay and like it's not the end of the world if you take care of yourself just a little bit when it comes to these kind of things. But it's fucking hard, dude. I 100% agree with you, Ben. It's a fucking hurdle.
I think it's an interesting, how do I put this? Yes, I see this with a lot of comedy dudes. No, I don't see it with a lot of other types of dudes.
Okay, it might be a comedy whatever silo, definitely me specific. I know it's a thing that I have.
Yeah.
So I don't need to project on anyone else. I'll own it. I feel like
I think it is very common in comedy people, but it is interesting to me that like something about the desire to do comedy correlates to the feeling that Rohan is describing, and something about not wanting to do comedy means more likely to have nice dishes. I don't know. My sister talks about this all the time. Patrice is like, you got to start dating these non-comedians who know how to decorate a room. Okay.
Well, it's just that like they have this, it's called self-confidence, and they
they lack self-loathing. Yeah. That's number one. And I love a good Patrice reference, so I'm glad you brought her up. You
know, I'm genuinely suspicious of not women, but men who have no self-loathing. I'm like, there is something off about you, and you need to have some level of self-loathing. Women, like, I 100% get why women are self-loathing. Everyone is telling them that they have to be. But for a guy, you should have a little bit of it. You should have a little bit of it. Like, everyone's telling you not to, and then you listen to them like a fucking idiot? No, you gotta like...
You gotta hate yourself.
You have to hate yourself somewhat. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you hear Steve, that, men?
Yeah, yeah, Steve definitely has that.
Yeah, right. Comedians have it, because comedians get it. comedians have it. But people who, like, have, like I see so many, like, non-comedians with, like, huge shoe collections, and I'm like... You're too. Why do you have so many shoes?
Because they like confident. Shoes, and they
it's too confident.
Yeah, you lost me on that part. Absolutely. I was you with you too. Right until you said shoes, and I was like, "Yeah, man, hell yeah, fuck, dude. Wait, shoes? That's the problem.
That's the issue.
You care about more money
because
me.
You know why? Because there's. Sorry, I'm sorry. I don't notice people's shoes. Okay, I don't like notice unless. Unless, you know, they say something about it, I really don't notice people's shoes. And the fact that you have so many and you care about that little amount of detail about yourself means
Rohan.
It feels like you're talking about a specific person. I got to be honest.
There's one person that you're like, you shouldn't care so much about your shoes. You should work on your pants first.
I can't believe that, like, you don't, like... I can understand if you were like, I don't care if they are loafers or brogues. I don't care about like the tiny stitching details, but the shoe itself, like the shoes at all, like I
know.
What details do you like? If you were mugged, how would you describe the person? I just don't understand like what details you're picking up and which ones you're not.
What?
Wait, if I was mugged?
This has gone off the rails.
he was wearing J's and they were nail polish shirts. Go get them.
I just, like, what are the details about people that you are recognizing if shoes entirely are not something that you notice, I guess is my question.
If they're wearing glasses, if they're like their shirts, their jackets.
So you're like, they can spend a lot of money on their glasses.
Yeah, they can spend a lot of money
on their shoes.
I understand. I understand why you would spend money on your glasses. I'm not saying that you should. I'm just saying that I get it. Like, I understand. If you have like a big wardrobe, like.
Have you ever felt joy, Rohan?
No, never.
Have you ever felt any kind of joy, happiness?
No, I'm not a happy. No.
Okay, you're not a frivolous kind of guy. No, that's why you I'm have. Bars on your window, like you're in a cell block C.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Can I defend Rohan a little bit? I don't.
No.
Honestly, I'm gonna give the talking stick back to you.
It's fine. But, Ben. So
I'm okay with people caring about how they dress or what. Like people who like to look nice, I'm down with that. That doesn't bother me. But I do think there's a thing of like twofold. One, if that's like your only personality trait, if that's all you're offering to whatever our relationship is, that does bother me. I don't like that. If like, ooh, I've got a great shoe collection is really all you have to offer any conversation, we're probably not going to be friends. You know what I mean? And two, I don't think I personally care. Like I will get a new pair of shoes or like shoes or whatever, but I don't have the meticulousness, like the determination to like take care of them or whatever. I'm very much like, these are things and they will go away eventually. Mm-hmm. So like, it is a little, sometimes I get a little thrown for a loop when people are like super into something where I'm like, well, that is disposable. You know, that's not going to last.
Yeah.
So I feel that a little bit.
I'm just a very jealous person, I guess.
So this is based on jealousy?
Probably. Now, maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think it is, but it could be.
I don't like shoes. I don't like people who are taller than me, and I don't like people who have bigger dicks than me. That's it. It's just a whole... Sorry, America.
Yeah, no one's tall.
How big's your dick?
6 inches, moist.
Moist.
Yeah. I don't like that. It's not even like I'm one of those people who you can't say the word moist around, but just describing a dick as moist really bothers me. I don't like it at all.
It seems limp. When it's moist, it seems limp.
It's like a handshake that's gone wrong.
I think that that's just like an incredible. That is so funny, saying my dick is 6 inches moist.
Hey, the people wanted to know. I'm not in another person?
Yeah.
Hey, when we cross that bridge, I'll let you know, okay?
No. In the shower. Yeah.
Do you really have a 6-inch dick?
It's probably pretty close to around there. It's very small. It's pretty normal. It's not like...
I like knowing this about my friends. How big's yours?
When people ask, I say 6.5, and I think that is correct.
Mm-hmm. I'd say it's like 5. It's a low 5.
Okay.
Yeah. I would say it's like a Comcast remote controller, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Kineas, how do you not want to know this?
Yeah. I have no interest. Like, I don't want to know, like, how do I put this? And I need to put this in the nicest way possible. When a man becomes a certain type of friend, I no longer, like, he's definitely a man, but, like, to me, like, mentally, he does not have genitals.
He's
like,
a Ken doll.
That's cool.
Yeah, like, all of my male friends are Ken dolls, and they're these wonderful people, and it allows me to, like, relate to them better. I don't know. There's something... I don't want to know that you guys have penises at all.
See, I want to know, but I know I'm never going to see it, so it takes away the curiosity from it. So I just ask, how big is it? Ben, like, I'm probably never going to see you naked unless something happened. But I want to know. Like, it's just like, I want to know this. Oh, he's got that. Good for Ben. You know? That's great.
I want you both to be sexually pleased and satisfied. I want you to have good lives and feel good about your bodies, but I don't.
I will say I'm not
so curious. Oh, I'm the worst. I ask about money and I ask about dick size all the time.
You've never asked me either one of those questions. So we like broke ground on this podcast and I feel really good about that.
I do. How much money do you make, Ben?
Now, I think I'm going to make $52,000 temping this year.
Pre-tax. But that's good. Yeah. That's good.
That's good.
Yeah. How much money did you make doing comedy this year?
On the books, I made around $22,000 bucks. That's on the books, and then I'd made like $5,000 from my art handling job.
Ooh, hell yeah!
So I'm still poor. I got Medicaid, so that's
how much I made. New York's Medicaid's very good, but it might not be in a few months.
I just got on it because I don't have a job, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Someone was seeing a therapist because he had Medicaid, $15 a session.
That's quite good.
Shit.
That's incredible. Amazing. Dude, that's, That
I guess I'll go back to therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need it.
Wait, Rohan, are you the only person who goes to therapy in this group?
Can I say that? I go to therapy, yeah.
I used to go and I stopped because I couldn't afford it.
Yeah. Same. As soon as I lose my insurance, I'm going to stop going because that's the only way I can afford it. Yeah. I have a job with insurance, so I'm lucky. Mm. But yeah, my therapist also makes fun of me, which is great. I like that.
Is your therapist hot?
No, he's a 72-year-old Jewish man from New York who's lived in New York his whole life, and he doesn't watch what he eats, and his beard gets bigger every time, and he's like the sweetest, nicest guy. And he's like he doesn't treat me like a patient, which I really like. He treats me like a person, like as a person. And we're just talking and like, And like, he doesn't, I mean, he's like nice. And he like jokes around with me and we talk about other stuff besides like my problems, which is nice.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah.
Do you ever talk about his problems? You're like, hey, man, how's it going, Gary? You doing all right, bro?
I do ask him, like, I'm like, hey, how are you doing? Like, what's going on? How's your wife? How's your dog? You seen, like, you know, like, we do, like, that kind of stuff. And he tells me things. So, yeah, he's great. It's nice. I would say that in this, it's weird because, like, in any other circumstance, I'd be like, yeah, go see a therapist. But, like, in quarantine, I think it's, like, very... I don't think that it's like unnecessary, but it's like getting very close to unnecessary because I don't know. I'm finding it difficult to like fill in the hour lately because I'm just I'm here. I'm at home all day and I do like five things and that's it.
Do you find that most of the things that you would normally talk about are like interpersonal conflict stuff?
Yeah, it's like
more so like deep-seated past.
No, it's like, how do I deal with my FOMO, and how do I deal with like in like how do I like defend myself in public? You know, like that kind of shit. Like, how do I advocate for my own interests because I'm such a people pleaser? Like, what can I do? And like in quarantine, I don't have to worry about that shit. I'm like at home. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have any FOMO in quarantine.
Are you kidding me?
Wait, what do you mean?
Is that real? I don't. Sometimes I see like people. Oh fuck! I hate this.
Wait, what?
Come on,
everybody's fine. We're good. Everything's fine.
No, Ben.
This is a dumb comedy thing that I feel like there has to be comedians who relate to this, where people are like, we're doing everything on Zoom or IG or whatever, and like sometimes they're like, okay, so you're just not gonna ask me to do the thing that everyone's doing now? Like sometimes I get a little bit of that,
yeah.
And I don't even care. I had to tell people early on, I was like not doing Zoom stuff, but then I decided I was, and now I'm like, you should know that I'm doing it now, and you should be asking me. It's crazy that you're not asking me. I thought we were friends, you know, but
I feel that way.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then people are still like, you know, people are still popping off on social media and stuff. So it's
oh, not to, sure. But I'm like not, like, I feel that like level of like, hey, why didn't you ask me to do your Zoom show? And then 1 second later, I'm like, what a relief. You know what I'm saying? Like, sure. Oh, like there is still that exists a little bit, but it's certainly not as bad as like, why can't I do like, I want to do, you know, CYSK so badly. Oh, you know, that kind of thing. And then like, mm-hmm. I'm like, I got to ask them, you know, you got to like, and then like dealing with all of that, like internalized shit that I don't have to worry about now. But,
well, I know that I'm living with the comic. And so literally it's right in each other's face, like I get booked on this thing and he's like, he won't show it, and then like he'll get a big money thing and I won't show, you know. It's definitely it's real. Even in the pandemic, it's still like, how'd they get that many YouTube followers, you know?
Yeah.
It's just so stupid because you're like, people are dying.
Right. I feel it, but it's just not as nearly as intense as like when comedy was happening before, like normally or whatever, when I was just like, I don't know, whatever. That like internal cycle of thought, be like, why didn't I get booked for this? And then you answer the question yourself. You're like, well, you didn't reach out to this person. You didn't go hang out at that show. You didn't actually put in the work to like get booked on this. And then you feel bad about that. And then you like try and put in some work, and then it still doesn't happen in the timeline that you want it. So you're like, oh, fuck. You're just like mad or whatever. So, you know, none of that stuff exists as much. Anyway.
So to me, this feels this. I'm just going to say a bunch of things that could be construed as insensitive. So to me, it feels kind of like.
All right.
I'm just going to take my headphones out real quick. Go ahead.
Let's get the cancel board out.
So to me, this kind of feels in some ways like rehab, where like the temptations that you would normally have to have either negative responses or negative actions is taken away. And part of the thing, they don't just put you in rehab like, hey, there aren't theoretically drugs here, so spend this time not doing drugs. But it's also supposed to, while you're in there, give you strategies and help you prepare for when that reopens. So how much of the time that you spend with the therapist, Rohan, and ooh, how much time would you spend with therapist Caitlin and Ben doing things that start building up some of your skills that you may be lacking, so that when everything does reopen and you suddenly have to deal with everything again, you may have some strategies with how to deal with it.
Great point. And the answer is not a lot.
Okay.
I do a little bit. I feel like some days are better than others, where I'm like, if we'll reopen tomorrow, I'm at my best mental capacity. And then like there are other days where I'm just like, if we reopen tomorrow, I'm very scared. You know, like that kind of thing. Like where it's like, I know I'm gonna fall into old habits. So that's like, it's a very like day by day kind of up and down.
I feel that way about like, if we reopen tomorrow, I'll be thrilled. Like a magic vaccine comes, we reopen tomorrow. Oh, wonderful. Comedy comes back. I'm out doing comedy again. Great. And then I am also terrified that I will look it back at this time and have accomplished nothing.
Yeah.
And that I think scares me more. It's like, what have I done? Have I even done anything? Have I?
You kidding me?
Anything?
We started a show together, you asshole.
I know, but like.
And it's good. And you're funny. And you're doing shit.
Well, but I mean, like, you know, you're like, oh, I was going to write this sketch series and I was going to do this, all these things that I tell myself I have no time to do. I've been given this time under horrible circumstances. And yet, if we reopen tomorrow, I have accomplished none of it.
Right.
I'm very proud of our show, Ben. I even said that.
I'm like, our show is the least important thing that I think you've done so far. I feel like you do Meals on Wheels. I feel like you've donated blood. Like, you're legitimately out helping, doing these things. Like,
You're like a good person.
You're like a good person who's like can helping
you put,
people.
Can you, put, can you just change your name to Hero Palufo? Thank you.
We're going to clap for you after this podcast.
So uncomfortable.
also, Rohan said you were hot.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
hero, hot.
Hot hero. Hot hero Palufo. Put that in the thing.
Oh, boy.
Woo!
She has a boyfriend, Rohan. You know, we all know him. This is weird.
Yeah. So, you're like, literally making the best that you can out of this circumstance.
Well,
you're like trying to help other people, and you're like, you're doing comedy. You're like, I don't know. Sorry, not to invalidate.
No, I think if I just write this one thing that I have an idea for, then I won't feel like such a piece of shit.
Yeah.
It's literally this one thing that I have been putting off for a year. And I'm like, if I only had the time, and then I just fill my time with other things, whether they're good or bad, it's still me not doing that one thing that I told myself I would do.
Yeah, that's a way I procrastinate.
Yeah, it's like self-sabotage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's like,
I agree. You should stop having sex. You should be abstinent. Work on that project that you want.
I'm going to take that sound bite, send it to Steve, and then he will never talk to you again.
Buddy, I don't know if I'm ever going to see another one of my friends in person again. So it's fine.
You will. We're going to have you over.
Yeah.
You're coming.
There's going to be so many housewarming.
Yeah, I can't wait for the Something Good show, like, in person.
Mm-hmm. Dude,
it's going to be so fun.
It's going to be great. That's actually like a big disappointment. You know, there's a lot of bad things about Corona, but one of them was that I swear to God, we were so hyped for the show, and we have this whole different live version, and the fact that we can't do it is a huge bummer, but I'm glad that we're working together to figure something out.
Yeah. I don't know about you, Ben, but I was so worried that we wouldn't, like, all the three of us wouldn't have good chemistry on stage, and then this has just been like, oh, we're fine. We're great.
This
is fun.
I wasn't worried about that, but once I found out that you were worried about it, I was pretty worried about it. I was like, I guess I'll make sure to put
I was worried about it because you guys watched, like, Butterboy, like Joe. They have the best chemistry, and
really
it's so effortless that it's like, I watch that and I'm like, how could we ever do that? And then we don't do that. We do our own thing, but different. And that's also good.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
So I was like shocked. I was so excited. I was like, oh, it's just different. It doesn't have to be that. It's just different. Okay. It was so, I just wanted to say it was not a testament, or like not knocking on Ben or Chloe.
I'll knock Ben.
Get my black ass.
No, I will say, I was going to say, like, to that point, is that whenever we had a good, like, opening host set at Airplane Mode, I would be, and we, like, it was like bantering on stage, I'd feel so good. I'd be like, yes, this is so much better than actual stand up comedy. We just riffed all that out. Like, we were in the moment. Like, it's all these things that I'm so bad at, I was, like, good at for like 5 minutes. And I was like, yes, this is it. So I fucking understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good feeling to have. Ben, do you miss Airplane Mode?
Yeah, I do miss Airplane Mode. I think on a daily basis, I'm like, hey, if they're allowing 10 people, maybe we just let 10 people in and we stream the show.
I know, I think about that too.
But I'm also like, that's pretty irresponsible probably at this point.
Yeah, and then I read an article recently about it, and I was like, oh, right, this is so irresponsible.
Yeah. I just miss, I don't know, we're building, like, a group of people that came. I mean, people are stopping you on the street, allegedly, asking.
Not allegedly. It happened today. It happened. I was very excited.
Rohan, when he goes out in public, wears a Airplane Mode co-producer sex mechanic shirt.
Yeah, sex mechanic. That's right.
Sex mechanic.
My sex mechanic merch.
What?
Eric called me the sex mechanic on the pod once, and the name is stuck, apparently. I could not even remember the context of it, but I think it was we were talking about pussy eating or something.
And yeah.
I looked under the, you know, and then Eric's like, you look under the hood. You're a sex mechanic in there or something. Like that.
And then on the back of your shirt, it says, say 5 inches plus.
5 inches on a good, five inches on a good day.
I mean, if we're just, okay. I love it. 5 inches moist. I love that. That's fine. Is it inappropriate to ask a woman how large her clit is?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm bringing it back, baby. We're doing it.
My ex-boyfriend told me what it looked like, and I was like, I have never seen my clitoris before. So I was so embarrassed, and then I took a mirror and I looked, and I was like, oh, it's a little pink button. That's all it is.
What did he say it looked like?
He said it was a little pink thing.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's normal size. I think.
I know. It's just
it
a
fits
funny
under
thing.
The hood, so that's important.
Don't think about this.
I know. Of all the things to be self-conscious about,
yeah, I was like, don't
my ex-boyfriend also told me that I had puffy nipples, which is like a genre of porn that I did not like. It's puffy like a nipples. Fetish. Puffy nipples. What's yeah, they're nipples that go out instead of. It's a category in porn and in like specialty nudes. People like love them. So if I ever, you know, things go south, I have my puffy nipples.
That very popular Seinfeld episode, the puffy nipple.
Who knew?
You knew, yeah.
And I was like, are they weird? They're like, he's like, no, people pay a lot of money to see them. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Do I got
That's
weird
a strange
nipples?
Compliment. Like,
yeah.
That's hilarious.
I've never thought once about my...
So people would pay for that. Just
you got gold under your bra there, Caitlin. Gold.
Yeah.
I kept trying to write a joke about it, but people just look at me kind of sad. Like, oh, your nipples are weird. I was like, no, people pay money for these nipples.
That's hilarious.
That is,
there just has to be a better name than puffy nipples.
Right?
Puffy nipples.
It looks like I also love how
he was like, you have puffy nipples. And you're like, is that a good thing? And then you're like, you can make a lot of money off of them. He did not say, I like them. You can make a lot of money off them. He just goes, oh, you can make, oh man, it's the thing. Everyone loves them or something. It's like, but how do you feel?
I have no idea. I mean, I think to every other guy I've ever dated, they're just nipples. And then he just happened to know that these ones. Oh, you can
There's
make
a community of this one. Okay, so we are coming up on the hour, and both of you have been on the podcast before, so you know that we end every podcast with final thoughts. So maybe something you changed your mind about, something you reconsidered. Ben is shaking his head no. some final thing you want the listeners to know about you. So do you guys have any final thoughts?
Sure. I mean, first and foremost, I don't remember doing this the last time I was on the podcast.
Wow.
I was thinking in my head, I would almost guarantee we didn't do this.
What the fuck did I say last time?
Secondly, anything that I said that you didn't like is not a representation of me. It's that I've been in quarantine for 2 months or whatever, and I say weird shit now. I'm not backing away from it, but I do say more weird shit. So
same.
That's just who I am. I don't know. I just hope that people... I'm gonna get super serious for 1 second. Mm-hmm. I'm from a town where it's in Minnesota where everything's being very divisive because of lockdown and starting and opening stuff again. Just fucking be nice to people. I know we all have different opinions. You can hate someone, do it in private, just hate them behind their back, whatever the fuck. I'm tired of people. The world is falling apart and we're still dicks to each other, and it is so frustrating, and I've been losing my mind because of it. But also, if you get booked more than me, I hate you. Okay, that's
hell yeah.
Good to know. Caitlin?
My final thoughts. I have changed my mind about nothing. Okay? I think Rohan the shoe thing, weird hill to die on.
Yeah, you know what? Fine. Go ahead.
That's fine.
Go ahead.
I also want to say that I love my boyfriend very much. I do tease him, but it all comes from a flirty fun space. He does not hate me. I want that also to be known. He's like, when you said this one thing about my set, it's like, I think I helped you. I'm excited for this next week, and I hope I don't blow it. You know what I mean? I hope I don't screw it up. He's the best thing that's happened to me, and I'm like, shit.
Oh, that's so nice.
That is such a sweet thing to say.
The fact that you even said that means you're not going to fuck it up.
Okay. So if he leaves me, just play him this clip, please. Okay.
Yes. 100%.
I'll be like, see, I said it before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the same thing as Ben, where it's just like, I'm in quarantine. I've been thinking a lot of bad things. And this is a time to, you know, just let them go and let them into the universe. And, you know, if you are a man and you don't have any self-loathing, that's also great. But, you know, we're not. I still don't understand you in any way, but it's great. Be you. Anyway, this is the last episode of Love About Town that I'm going to do.
What? You rude.
Canceled.
No.
All the competent men are going to come and cancel you?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. My final thoughts are, yes, I suppose I have intimacy issues, and I have a lot to work on, and I'm going to work on it now before I'm reintroduced to men as a concept, and hopefully I'll do some of this negging that you guys talked about.
Well, that's your first problem right there. You called men a concept.
Yep.
Start there, Kenise.
Okay, fine. I am acknowledging the existence of men. I'm talking to Rohan. I'm talking to Ben. They're here.
Acknowledge all men.
5-inch plus club.
Yeah, 5-inch plus club. Moist 5 inches.
Moist 5.
Stop. That's not going to be a thing. We're cutting. Okay. Yeah. This has been Love About Town. Thank you guys so much.
Wait. They got a plug.
They got a plug.
Yeah, plug.
All right. Where can people find you on the internet?
I'll go first. Thank you. Again, I'll plug the show, Something Good NY, on Twitter, on Instagram, on YouTube. We stream it live at 9 Eastern every Tuesday. Me personally, I'm at Shaq Katzner on Twitter, and Tom Hanks is innocent. That's all.
Yep.
I don't know what that means.
Me neither. I still, every
I get it, Ben. You're
show,
right.
I don't get it.
I got the gendered thing.
You can find me at Caitlin Palufo on all the things. I got two podcasts. I got Beasts on the Brain Machine Network, and I also got Good Time Gal, which is about fun drunk stories. Listen to the both or whatever tickles your pickles. One's about sports, one's about being a drunk asshole. And then we have Something Good. Please watch it. We love it so much. And
So you love Steve again.
Julia Roberts is innocent.
Yes.
Yep. Julia Roberts is absolutely innocent.
I think she probably is. She seems all right as a human being.
Great.
Rohan?
At Rohan Padier Cool Guy on Instagram. And I don't have, if you want to stop me on the street and tell me how much you love airplane mode, like the one person did today, please, I beg of you, do that. Also, tell me if you love the podcast. That would be even better. So just, and also rate and review the podcast and leave a nice comment. And if you don't agree with anything that I have to say or think that I'm really insecure or think that I have a lot of issues, say that you really like me in the review. Just say that you really like me. Say that I'm great and a cool person, and so is Kenise, and that you love our banter and relationship. And so do that. Yeah. Thank you.
Cool. Yes. Do all those things. Also follow us. Follow everybody who's been on the podcast, both this episode and in the past. You can find me on all the platforms as Kenise Mobley. Yeah. Also, you know what? Give us money. I feel like we got to put our intentions out into the universe. I would like money. Some of you have money, and you should give me your money. And
tell them your Venmo handle.
My Venmo handle is also Kenise Mobley. So it's just very consistent across platforms. I take, change. Real money.
What?
Just, dollars, cents add up.
Can I just that's another plug, Kinesis? Slide into Kinesis' DMs on Instagram. What the
fuck? Oh, yes. If you are a man who I might want to talk to and I could practice intimacy on, sure. Let's
practice intimacy on.
You are a robot. You are a robot woman.
You are a concept of a man. Please DM Kinesis Mobley.
Man, I really need to practice.
Bill, it's like any other skill. You got to practice it to be good at it. I don't understand what you guys are making fun of me for. I'm trying to improve.
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. This is the plot. It's over.
Bye. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.